Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is Your New Identity in Christ Jesus. We're doing part four from an eight-part series. The topic we're talking about today is your new position in Christ from the point of righteousness. As I start this topic today, I want to put one point specifically forward for people to understand. Before a person is born again, they are a sinner, which means they're not born again. They operate in sin and their spirit man is in a sin condition. When a person becomes born again, that sin condition is converted, as I've said before, into righteousness. Therefore, you are no longer a sinner. Often in some churches, you'll hear you're an old sinner saved by grace. No, you can't be an old sinner and at the same time be saved by grace and be the righteousness of God. You're either one or the other. If you're not born again, you're a sinner. If you're born again, you are the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. So I make that point very clear from the beginning. If you're born again through the prayer of salvation, you are no longer a sinner by nature. You may still sin, that's a different thing, but you're no longer a sinner as the Bible terms a sinner, meaning a person not born again and without God. Let's now go to point one in this topic. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To see this, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21, reading from verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on God's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I want you to hear that as a born-again believer or a saved person, it says in verse 21 that we may become the righteousness of God in him. Your righteousness is in and through Christ Jesus alone. Let us now go to point two. Being in Christ Jesus makes you a new creature or a new creation, but your mind must be renewed so that you can control the works of the flesh. This is our responsibility. God renews our spirit man, but then God puts the responsibility of renewing our mind back into our hands. God just doesn't renew your mind instantly, automatically. It's a process, and through this process, we learn to grow spiritually at the same time. Our responsibility is to feed our spirit and to mature on the Word of God. Our responsibility also is to renew our mind through the Word of God. We see this in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. To take control or discipline our flesh and desires of our flesh, our mind must be renewed to the word of God or to the way God thinks. Then gradually this will bring our flesh and the desires of our flesh under control back into a normal position in and through Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20-24, we read, But you have not so learned Christ. Indeed, you have heard of him and have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. In this scripture, we see quite clearly that the old man is referred to as being corrupt because it follows the deceitful lusts and desires of the flesh. The scripture says in 23, but our mind must be renewed and we need to put on the new man, the new spirit man, and think the way the spirit man thinks. In other words, we think the way God thinks in righteousness and in truth and in holiness. Let's go now to point three. Just knowing that you have been made the righteousness is not enough. And most believers are living way below their position in righteousness. What does this mean? The meaning of righteousness really means, or literally means, you have a right standing with God, a right position with God. It means being put into a position that gives a child of God rights and privileges. Righteousness of what is what you are. It's not holiness, which is what your conduct is. Faith brought into position righteousness. You are now a citizen of heaven through being born again in Christ Jesus. Being the citizen of a country gives a person a certain right. In America, they have the Bill of Rights. Same applies to a child of God. Being a believer in Christ Jesus entitles you to everything that is in the kingdom. The Bible is your spiritual Bill of Rights in the kingdom of God. Let's now go to point four. I want to give you a story, a basic story, showing you what most Christians do, living way below their rights in the kingdom of God. A man who has lost everything, including his home and money, was found on the street, begging for money and trying to find food wherever he could. The man had lost everything, including his understanding of his family line, his family background. What this man did not know, that someone had died and left a great inheritance that included a royal title and a wealth. This made him very rich, and it also meant that he would never have to be on the street begging anymore for a handout from the world. When he was finally told of the great inheritance, he would not believe that he was rich or had a royal title, because he would only believe in what he saw with his eyes and his circumstances that he lived in. The man, even though he was very rich and of a royal household, actually kept himself poor in a condition of poverty, living a life of defeat way below the life and inheritance that was left to him. Many Christians, born-again believers that is, are living far below God's best. They don't know the terms or rights of their contract or their Bill of Rights or their inheritance or their new covenant in the New Testament. Many Christians also believe what they see and what they feel and the circumstances they're living in. God has given us the Bible. It's thousands of promises. These are inherited promises to the born-again believer, the children, sons and daughters of God, and these are received by faith as we learn to operate in them. God wants his family to mature, receive the promises, receive the inheritance, and to be Christ-like and establish his kingdom on the earth. Let us now go to point five. The armor of God gives us righteousness. Part of the armor of God is the breastplate of righteousness, and we find this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, which covers the important parts of a soldier's body. Your right standing with God acts as a breastplate. It covers the vital part of a Christian's identity. His right to authority provided for him in Christ Jesus. Having on the breastplate will bring the force of righteousness into operation on your behalf. You can expect the following because of your position. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." In James chapter 5, verse 16, we also read, "Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much or produces much." I hope you've enjoyed today's message. It's very important that we understand our new position, a position of righteousness. Let me now just summarize these points once again as we finish this message today. Point one, you are the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. That's a fact. Point two, being in Christ Jesus makes you a new creature or a new creation, but your mind must be renewed so that you can control the works of the flesh and the desires of the flesh. And this is our responsibility, not God. Point three, just knowing that you've been made the righteousness is not enough, and most believers are living way below their positions of righteousness. Point four, the story of the man living on the street, he was living way below his rights that were inherited by him. Point five, the armor of God gives us righteousness and protection. Thank you for being with me today. I've hoped you've enjoyed this message. Our next message will be on part five, and the topic is called Your New Position in Christ or Christ Jesus from the Point of Authority. Thank you very much, and God bless.